The Gospel of John, chapter 7. And we'll be looking at just one verse. The Gospel of John, chapter 7. And verse number 24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Last Sunday we looked at verse 18, and we saw that a man who is supposed to be preaching Christ, but who spends his time speaking about himself, that man is seeking his own glory. And you need to be careful of that man. The man that has an open Bible and is supposed to be teaching you Christ, and is supposed to be teaching you the Word of God, if most of his time is about himself, he's trying to seek glory to himself. And you need to be cautious with that man. We saw in verse number 19 last week that even though the Jewish leadership were students and stewards of the law of Moses, they were not keepers of the law themselves. In fact, right now in this passage, they had murder in their hearts. They are the keepers of the law. They are the stewards of the law. They are the students of the law. They are accusing Jesus of breaking the law. And yet right now they have in their hearts murder. We saw in verse number 20 last week that those standing around listening offered their very harsh and hurtful opinions without knowing the facts. Those standing around, the crowd standing around Jesus, they offered their harsh and very hurtful opinions without knowing the facts. They said that Jesus was crazy with a demon because he accused the Jews of trying to kill him. But the truth is, they were trying to kill him. In verses 21 to 23, we saw that while the Jews had no problems circumcising on the Sabbath, according to the law of Moses, a laborious work, a painful work, they despised the physical and spiritual healing words of Jesus on the Sabbath. Jesus points out that they have no problem circumcising after the law of Moses on the Sabbath. That is a laborious work. That is a painful work. And yet they despise Jesus because he spoke words of healing, both physical and spiritual. The painful outward work of circumcision reminds us of the law, while the healing inward work of Jesus reminds us of grace. And that's what we covered last Sunday morning. Today we come to verse 24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Let me make the connection between this verse, verse 24, and the verses that we've already read, the verses we've already taught. The issue at hand is, once again, that Jesus healed a crippled man on the Sabbath day. That's the issue at hand. That's what has the Jewish leaders so riled up. The Jews are like a dog who will not let go of his bone. They are critical because they think and they feel that Jesus has violated the Sabbath. They are critical because they think and they feel that Jesus Christ has breached the Sabbath. But the reality is that Jesus did not violate any laws when he said to that man, "Take up thy bed and walk." He did not violate any Sabbath laws. You see, their judgment of Jesus was hasty. Their judgment of Jesus was partial. And as we have said many times before, their judgment of Jesus Christ was hypocritical. They were looking for something to condemn. They were jealous of Jesus. They were jealous of his ministry. They were jealous because he did not go through their schools. They were jealous because they did not produce him. They hated Jesus, and they wanted something that they could grab hold of and condemn him. And so they quickly grabbed hold of this healing. But just like those who accused Jesus of being a demon or having a demon, their hurried and prejudiced judgment was in grave error. Just like those who claim that Jesus was demon-possessed, just like those who claim that he had the prince of the devils, Beelzebub, in him, just like those that claimed he was crazy, these Jews were after Jesus for healing on the Sabbath day. It was a hurried judgment. It was a prejudiced judgment. And the judgment was in grave error. This is why Jesus reminds them, or warns them rather, to not judge according to how things appear. And that is the lesson that we will apply to our hearts today, beloved, is that we should not hastily judge by how things simply appear, but that we should carefully and fully and completely judge righteously and judge righteous judgment. When you and I make a judgment about someone, about what they have done, we need to be fair. And we need to take into account all of the circumstances. In this case, they had not cared. They did not concern themselves. They did not consider everything that God reveals in his word about the Sabbath day. You can read about the Sabbath. And if you're sloppy and if you're hasty and if you just don't care about the whole truth and nothing but the truth, all of the truth, you will read about the Sabbath. You will read, "In it thou shalt not do any work." And you'll put a period on it. But other scriptures, other portions of the Word of God modify, or rather expand on that law. It's not, "thou shalt not do any work," period. There are qualifiers, there are expansions, there are addendums, whatever you want to call it. It's not, "thou shalt not do any work on the Sabbath," period. Jesus himself pointed out that the priest had to minister on the Sabbath. All right? The priest had to minister on the Sabbath. And Jesus points that out as an exception to the rule. He also points out that the exception to the rule is when a baby is born on the Sabbath day, 8 days later, that child must be circumcised. And so another exception to the rule is the circumcision of the 8-day male child. You know what? Jesus points out in the Gospels that they themselves had made exceptions to this law. Exceptions of mercy. Jesus says, "What man is there of you that won't unhitch his ox or his ass and lead him out of the barn and lead him down to water on the Sabbath day? Your animals have to drink on the Sabbath day." And you're either going to have to haul water in a laborious work, or you're going to have to lead the animal out a laborious work. And so they had an exception. And it was a legitimate exception. It was an exception of mercy. Jesus said, which of you has an ox or an ass that falls into a ditch or into a pit? Which one of you won't go seek help? And several of you pull that animal out of that pit. An act of mercy. And so the Bible does not just say, concerning the Sabbath, in it thou shalt not do any work, period. There were addendums. There were exceptions. But the fact that God allowed exceptions did not seem to matter to them when they made this judgment. The fact that they allowed exceptions of mercy did not seem to matter to them when they made this judgment against Jesus Christ. They were quick, they were careless, they were hypocritical when it come to making judgments. They were judging by appearance only. They were judging on the surface only. They never stopped to consider that the healing of the man that had been laid there crippled for 38 years, that was an act of mercy. That man laying there crippled for 38 years is just as, it's really no different than someone's ox or ass being in a ditch. It's really no different than unleashing your ox or your ass and taking them to watering. This man could do nothing for himself. He couldn't pull himself up off his mat. He couldn't get himself a drink. This was an act of mercy. But they were interested in judging Jesus Christ. We'll get to that in a little bit. Why they were interested in judging him. And it didn't matter. The only thing that mattered was a surface judgment. A hypocritical judgment. A harsh judgment. A rash judgment. A quick judgment. They had not considered the incident according to its merits. You know, there are people that like to, you know, they like to live black and white. And to them, there is absolutely no room for gray. To them, there is absolutely no room for an exception. Brothers and sisters, sometimes there is room for an exception. Sometimes there is room for mercy. Sometimes there is room for grace. You don't always have to demand every rule be obeyed exactly every time. They had not judged in the light and the tenor of the scriptures. And as a result, their judgment was unrighteous, their judgment was unfair, and their judgment was false. Now this idea of judge not according to appearance, it seems to carry a particular warning other than simply do not judge things quickly, do not judge things harshly, do not judge things only as they appear. This phrase, judge not according to appearance, seems to carry something even further. It seems to carry the idea that we not make judgments, now listen, we not make judgments based upon the recognition of a person's face. And I'm going to explain that. Judge not according to appearance. Meaning that you make a judgment based upon who it is. You make a judgment. A quick, a harsh, a hypocritical judgment based upon who it is. In other words, sometimes Jesus points this out in reference to the judgment concerning the courts, the bringing a man before a judgment seat. In particular, he points this out. You might make one judgment for the rich and make another judgment for the poor. We see that a lot in our country. We see that a lot in our nation. It seems like the rich and the powerful, the wealthy, the popular get to slide by, while the nobody has to pay the penalty. We see that a lot. We see that a lot. One judgment for someone you like, and another judgment for someone you don't. In other words, brothers and sisters, I wonder how many times you and I are hard on somebody and judge somebody harshly and judge them quickly because we do not like them. And I wonder how often we will let that same sin or that same issue pass with somebody else because we like them. That's not righteous judgment. That's not right. One judgment for a person who can benefit you, and another judgment for a person who is useless to you. One judgment for one who frightens you, and another judgment for one who is timid in front of you. Deuteronomy 1:17 says this, ye shall not respect persons in judgment. I'm telling you, this is not only for a judgment seat where a judge sits behind the bench, but this is in your own personal life. We make judgments all the time about people. We judge people. Ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. And the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. I wonder how many of us hold some people to one standard, and we judge them according to that standard, and we allow other people to be held to a lower standard simply because we like them. I wonder how harshly we judge other groups that we disagree with and how lightly we judge our own group that we're a part of. I suggest to you that the Jews in our text of John chapter 7 are judging Jesus harshly because they recognize him, they know who he is, and they hate him. That's what I suggest to you this morning. They are judging him harshly. They are judging him quickly because they recognize him. They know who he is and they hate him. So far, I have said two things. I have said that people judge quickly, harshly, without getting all the information. People judge quickly and harshly without getting all the facts. People judge quickly and harshly without digging into any details. They hear one thing and they immediately make a judgment. They form an opinion. They give their opinion when they don't know anything about the facts. They don't know anything about the circumstances. They know nothing. They judge without getting all the information. And that's what this crowd did. They said Jesus is crazy with a demon, and yet they did not have all the information. The second thing that I have said is that we judge people based upon who they are. And if you'll be honest this morning, you will admit that you hold people that you don't like to a higher standard and you judge them more harshly, and people that you like and get along with, you will not be as hard on them. But thirdly, and more or less a combination of the previous two, people judge you. We judge people based upon our overall looks, appearance. Okay, so you see the three areas that we're tackling this from this morning. Judge not according to appearance. In other words, don't judge things quickly because they appear to be something when you don't have all the facts. Secondly, don't judge somebody harshly because of their appearance and you recognize them and you don't like them. And thirdly, we're not to judge people based upon, whether we know them or not, how they look. In other words, their clothing, their hair, their cleanliness, their presentation, their appearance. People judge others not only on how they look, but by their outward actions. But outward actions can be deceiving, and outward looks can be deceiving. Matthew 23, 27 and 28 says this, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres." We all have our weirdities, our oddities, our, you know, all of us have things that are kind of strange about us. One thing that I've always enjoyed was walking through a cemetery. I enjoy walking through a cemetery. I like looking at names and dates, and I enjoy looking at different tombstones and monuments to people. I've always enjoyed it. I don't do a lot of it, but I enjoy it. I enjoy walking through a cemetery. Jesus said, "You Pharisees, you scribes, you hypocrites, you look like a whited sepulcher. You appear," he says, "you appear beautiful outward." I mean, you've got your plain old tombstone, and then you've got your monuments in the graveyard, all right? Aaron and I visited 2 years ago. It was at Bunhill Cemetery in London, where a lot of famous people are buried. A lot of famous people within Christianity, and some famous people outside of Christianity. And these tombs go back hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of years. And some of them were very ornate, very beautiful, very sculptured. Now they were old. But you go into a cemetery today and you'll find some very beautiful, very sculptured marble monuments to men. And then you got your plain old headstone. But you got some beautiful headstones. And Jesus said, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, you are like a whited sepulcher which appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones." I don't care, you know, what cemetery you walk through and what monument you stop in awe at, beneath that monument that is so beautiful and sculptured and just absolutely amazing, beneath that there's nothing but dead men's bones. "You're full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness, even so ye outwardly appear." There's the second time that word is used. "You appear righteous unto men, but within you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity." I mean, they wore their long robes and they wore the frills on the bottoms of the robes, and they had big phylacteries that they wore on their heads or their hands, and they blew a trumpet when they gave offerings, and they did their prayers out loud, and they appeared righteous. But they were full of hypocrisy. They were full of iniquity. They were filled with dead men's bones. And yet it is said of Jesus, now listen, and yet it is said of Jesus that he came in the form of a servant, and that there was no comeliness nor beauty that we should desire him. You see, most people would look up to the Pharisee because of how they appeared in appearance, in clothing, and how they appeared in their actions, their prayers, their long prayers, their large offerings. Most people would look up to the Pharisee, but most people would despise Jesus Christ because he came in the form of a servant, and because there was no comeliness or beauty that we should love him, that we should desire him. Most people would look up to the Pharisee and despise Jesus Christ. And yet we know that they were filthy beneath the facade of majestic robes. They were filthy beneath the facade of lengthy prayers. And we know that Jesus was harmless and holy and meek and lowly and under his unpretentious servant's garb. How many times, beloved, have you and I misjudged people based upon their outward appearance? We've misjudged people based upon their clothing, their hair, how they handle themselves. And yet they were terrible people, horrible people. And how many times have we despised the poor in his poor clothing? And yet he turned out to be a great guy. The Lord God told Samuel to ignore Eliab and not to anoint him king. In 1 Samuel 16:7, the Lord said to Samuel, "Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh upon the heart." Most of us fail in this in two areas. Sometimes we form a good opinion of people. We're easily deceived by their air of piety. Just because a man professes to be a Christian does not prove that he is one. Just because a man wears a three-piece suit and a tie does not prove that he's a Christian. Just because he has high moral standards, just because he attends church, is not a sure index of that man's heart. All that glitters is not gold. And we need to be careful judging according to that outward appearance. At other times, we're too critical and too harsh judging people. Sometimes we form too good of opinion just because people look good and act right. And other times we are too critical and too harsh. We need to be careful about writing someone off for an offense. Because remember, James tells us that in many things we all offend. So sometimes we judge a man good simply by what he looks like. Simply by how he seems to conduct himself. He's a good guy. And then other times we judge too harshly because a man offends, when the truth is there's not one of us that does not offend. And remember, there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. And so don't be too critical and too harsh and write off a man just because he has done an offense. Because you'll do an offense tomorrow. And so we fail in these two areas. In one, we're too quick to accept people and embrace people and have a good opinion of people who don't deserve it. And then in another area, we're too critical and too harsh of good people just because they offended. We should not forget that each Christian has frailties and each Christian has weaknesses. And so if we're not careful, we will welcome in our open arms, we will welcome religious pretenders because they have a tie and a short haircut. And if we're not careful, we will stiff arm from us weak brothers who don't quite look the part. It is most likely that all who reach heaven will have many surprises. Some people we expect to meet there will be absent. And some we never expect to see will be there. Let us be very careful when we make judgments. So there's three areas when he says, judge not according to appearance. There's three things I want you to think about. Judge not according to appearance. The first thing is, don't make a quick, harsh judgment based upon what is on the surface. There are facts under the surface that you probably do not know. There are things that you're not privy to. There are things that you're not aware of, and you make a quick judgment just based upon a quick sight of something. No, you're crazy. You've got a man, you've got a demon. Nobody's trying to kill you. They didn't know anything other than what they saw in front of them. And so before we go forming our opinions and slopping our opinions all around to everyone, you better make sure you have the facts. And don't judge on appearance. Secondly, don't judge based upon the appearance because, that's so-and-so and I like him. I'm going to let him slide. That's so-and-so, I don't like her. I'm going to hold her to a higher standard. I'm going to judge her because I don't like her. I'm going to let him go because I like him. Don't judge that way. And I suggest to you, this is why they came after Jesus, because they recognized him, they knew him, and they hated him, and they judged accordingly. That's not fair to bring the hammer down on people you don't like and to let slide people you do like. Amen. And thirdly, do not judge upon appearance. Clothing, hair, outward actions. Some of those people that have it all together, it looks like they have it all together, might be absolutely horrendous, terrible, awful people. And yet they're hiding behind a facade. And they're presenting themselves as one way. And that person there that is poor and has nothing and is unkept, that you stiff arm, that might be a good-hearted brother in the Lord. We just need to be careful that we do not judge according to appearance.